Playback is holding a super carnival of values this Thursday through Sunday. This once-a-year tent sales spectacular will feature free refreshments, prizes, plus tremendous savings on hundreds of famous hi-fi components, TVs, radios, and much more. Buy a five-band AC/DC portable radio which lists for $49.95 for only $19.97. Or regularly $169.95 AC/DC 5-inch diagonal black and white TV, complete with rechargeable batteries and recharger for only $99. Don't miss this great opportunity. Stop by Playback's great 4-day tent sale. Now on, this Thursday through Sunday, starting tomorrow at Playback. You've been listening to John Silver here on your key station for the Midwest. WOWO in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Group W, Westinghouse Broadcasting. In Fort Wayne right now, we have light rain and 42 degrees. Good morning, everyone. Bob Siebers with the 5 o'clock news. Election news in the news this morning, and here with an updated report, first of all, on today's Allen County election, or yesterday's Allen County election, is Art Salzberg.
It took until about 2 o'clock in the morning, but our primary election results are now just about as final as we're going to get them for a while. Because of mechanical malfunctions and things of that nature, we are still 7 precincts short of having complete totals. But we can pretty much predict the winners with just 218 of the 225 precincts reporting in. First of all, the City Light INM referendum won out by a margin of about 5-3. That means INM and the People's Trust Bank will be putting up a new high-rise building in downtown Fort Wayne. As far as the elections themselves were concerned, it's going to be incumbent Democrat Ed Rausch against Republican Walter Helmke for Congress in November, and it'll be Republican Bud Meeks against Democrat Nick Palermo for Allen County Sheriff. The race for clerk of the Allen Circuit Court will pit Republican Robert Hansen against Democrat Carl Alter. It'll be Republican Phil Steigerwald against Democrat Joanne Ebelhair for auditor, Republican Irene Swihart against Democrat William Klug for recorder, and Republican Barton Blosser against Democrat Ray Lepper for assessor. Looking now at some other county races with 218 precincts reporting in, Dale Fisher has a 120-vote lead over former Fire Chief Ed Lorraine and will apparently go on to be the Republican candidate for 2nd District County Commissioner in November. His opponent will be Vance Amstutz. For County Commissioner from the 3rd District, it'll be Jack Donovan, who ousted incumbent Charles Wyrick, taking on Democrat Irwin Vandermeer. The county council races shape up like this. In the 1st District, Republican William Motz will oppose Democrat James Blank Sr. In the 2nd District, Republican Joseph Kipfer holds a slim lead over Richard Keyes and will apparently go up against Lester Smith, who holds an equally slim lead over Lewis Berger. In the 3rd District, Ed Rousseau will oppose Donald Balser, and in the 4th District, Edward Nieder will take on Democrat Marvin Ryan. The 3 Republicans in the running for councilman-at-large will be Carl Sudoff, Gloria Gigline, and Richard Summers. They ousted 2 incumbents, by the way. Their Democratic opponents will be John Burns Jr., Walter Lance, and Arthur Beckman. Turning quickly now to the races for state legislative positions, the race for state representative from the 14th District is going to pit Republican incumbents Richard Warman and Elmer McDonald, along with James Sharon, against Democrats Stephen Poinsett, Phyllis Krill, and Dennis Rorick. In the 15th District, Republicans John Sinks, Thomas Frichtenicht, and Richard Warden Sr. will apparently be taking on Robert Reese, William Flanagan, and Orrin Collins. In perhaps the most exciting battle of the night, Bill Latz apparently overtook Dennis Cruz at the wire to win the Republican nomination for state senator from the 14th District. Cruz ran strong in his home county, DeKalb, but it doesn't look like he could offset the Latz advantage here in Allen County. Latz held a 150-vote margin with 7 precincts still to report and will be facing Democrat Woodrow Wilson in November. The race for state senate from the 15th District will pit Phil Olofsson against Graham Richard. This is Art Salzberg.
Thank you, Art, for that report. The referendum on City Light passed last night by a margin of 3-2. Mayor Ivan Levinoff told WOWO News,
"I feel good about it. I think it's good that so many people participated in this issue and helped us make up our minds and help us do the right thing for the city."
All right, more election news in a moment.
Does travel fascinate you? Well, listen to this. You can travel and get paid for it. Morgan Driveway Incorporated, one of the world's greatest transporters of mobile homes and travel trailers, needs owner-operators right now. No experience necessary because Morgan trains you at no charge. If you're 25 years old or older, in good health, have a good driving record, and own or can purchase a late-model 3-ton short-wheelbase tractor with fifth wheel to pull company-owned low-boy semi-trailers and want to be in a challenging business, well, this is your chance to be a Morgan man. For additional information and truck requirements, contact Morgan Driveway, 2822 West Lexington Avenue, Elkhart, Indiana, or phone collect area code 219-293-1585. That's Morgan Driveway, Elkhart, Indiana, phone 219-293-1585. Or just write Morgan in care of WoWo Radio, Fort Wayne.
Now for the highlights of the top Indiana news this morning. Most of the results of Indiana's primary election are in, although some votes still are being counted. All 11 congressmen easily won renomination in the statewide balloting. Controversial Delaware County Sheriff James Carey overcame some bad publicity to beat out a barmaid and a former town marshal for renomination there in Muncie. The November election puts John Glenn against Ralph Perk for the U.S. Senate, and Governor Gilligan against former Governor James Rhodes for the top job of the State House. Also out of Ohio, other state races saw Democrats choose Tony Hall for Secretary of State and Richard Celeste for Lieutenant Governor. Republicans decided on Roger Tracy for Auditor, and apparently are leaning toward George Smith for Attorney General. There are no surprises in the congressional primaries. In the legislature, state senators Harry Armstrong and Howard Cook have lost bids for renomination. And local issues in Cincinnati saw a victory for... And here we have a garble, so we'll have to leave out that item. Out of Columbus, Ohio, as we know, astronaut John Glenn has won the Democratic nomination for senator from Ohio, and Alabama Governor George Wallace has won renomination for a third term in the first major primary election of the year. In other world news, the Topeka Board of Education in Kansas has voted to go to court against the federal government to avoid an integration order. William Simon is to be sworn in today as the new Secretary of the Treasury, succeeding George Shultz. The White House has decided not to turn over any more Watergate tapes to either Congress or the courts. And Secretary of State Kissinger shuttles back to Damascus today with a new Israeli troop disengagement offer. Woland weather, reading like this in general, this is the new forecast from the Weather Bureau at Fort Wayne. Rain with a slight chance of thunder showers today, ending this evening. A high today of near 55. In Fort Wayne right now, light rain and 42 degrees. We have 82% humidity. East, southeasterly wind at 15, and our barometer 29.89 and falling. And that's the news and weather at 5. Bob Sievers reporting.
Fort Wayne.
Cole, don't stop, dear. You still have 10 more minutes to practice.
Oh, Ma, I want to go out.
You must finish your scales. Don't you want to become famous?
I want to go to O.G. Wilson's new catalog showroom.
You've been reading that O.G. Wilson catalog again, haven't you?
Yes, ma'am.
O.G. Wilson does sound like a fabulous place to shop. Your father and I were thinking of going there ourselves. I'm just dying to visit their diamond and fine jewelry department. Your father does need a new watch.
And I want a tennis racket.
Maybe you could win one. They're giving away over 100 free prizes. Maybe you have practiced long enough. Now, which O.G. Wilson store is closer? The one at Southtown Mall or in Glenbrook Center? Why don't we go to both?
Don't miss O.G. Wilson's big grand opening in Southtown Mall and Glenbrook Center.
Good morning, neighbors. Now it's chore time at Indiana's world-famous Little Red Barn. Chore time with Jay Gould, Farm Service Director of WOWO. Portions of our program are pre-recorded.
In the Little Red Barn, on a farm down in Indiana, let me lay my bag on the stack of holly mown hay. Hey, hey, round the barnyard where the barnyard folks are bally. Let me dilly-dally on the little day.
Tom?
Hello, world. Good morning, farmers from coast to coast and in all the provinces of Canada. And good morning, everybody else. Bob Seaver, my sidekick, our guest this morning, Gene Eckroat, County Extension Agent from Huntington County. The music-making farmhands, all of us are proud and happy to stop by to help us do the chores. Let me go out through the rain and do them. Out the little red barn at 5:30. And it's kind of a cold rain this morning, Mr. Seavers.
And it's that way, Jay, all over our area. You'll find out from our police calls. It's the same way all over the area. Let's start out, though, with a little music here at the Little Red Barn this morning with Jim Croce. Or Croce. At 5:10, we've got light rain and 42 degrees in Fort Wayne.
Well, I know.
And I'll have to say I love you in a song. Old time coming up, 5:12. We have light rain, 42 degrees in Fort Wayne, and light rain all over our area. And the new forecast from the Weather Bureau says rain today with a slight chance of thunder showers. Friends Pepley and Sons Implement Sales are having a spring cleanup sale. Now Saturday, May the 11th, that's this Saturday, Pepley's will start at 9:30 a.m. sharp in LaGrow, Indiana, to sell over 125 tractors and 1,000 pieces of equipment at auction. International Harvester and Ford tractors, combines, pickers, mowers, gleaners, planters, rotary mowers and grader blades, plows, mulchers, drills, grinders, mixers, harvesters, cultivators, choppers, shellers, and balers. Now be sure to come early as the sale will start promptly at 9:30 a.m. Cash will be accepted on pickup or plan to pay 10% down sale day, with settling and pickup date June 1st. Delivery will be available if needed, but mark this date on your calendar, farmers, for a chance to bid for good farm equipment at reasonable prices and just in time for spring. Pefley's, LaGrow, Indiana, on US 24, 4 miles east of Wabash, or 12 miles west of Huntington, or 35 miles southwest of Fort Wayne. Pefley's, the big sale starts Saturday morning, May the 11th, at 9:30 a.m. sharp.
Here's a commercial with a hitch in it from Griner's.
You mean a pitch with a hitch?
No, a tractor with a super quick hitch to it. Jacobson's GT. Jacobson's garden tractor with a super quick hitch. It's exclusive with Jacobson's GT and lets you hitch up and be off and mowing in no time. You can also super quick hitch to over 50 other work-saving attachments. It rides like a limousine on your lawn.
Now, Griner's 2802 South Calhoun will give you a whopping 15% off on any Jacobson garden tractor and attachments.
Hello, 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 me, Mary Jean, our superstar. Tell them about our Chrysler Plymouth car.
Dodge has a sticker price that's actually lower than the most popular Volkswagen.
Please tell us some more.
Now, there's a whole lot of ways our duster beats out the bug. I mean, there's the extra room and all that comfort and the lower price.
We want to hear it all.
Well, besides, our duster's a small car, but it still holds five people, and that's one more than VW. And the trunk is three times bigger. Duster goes a long way on regular gas, and it's still priced lower. Now, that's superstar stuff. So get a duster and keep the bugs out of your driving. Know what I mean?
Thank you, Dean Mary G, for coming through. That's why we love you.
One of the eight great small car buys from Northway Chrysler Plymouth, 4140 Coldwater Road in Fort Wayne.
Now let's get over to our police calls this morning. It's 5:15.
State Police, Trooper Erickson.
Good morning, Trooper Erickson. This is Bob. How's everything out your way this rainy morning?
Oh, nice and quiet.
Okay, then, and thanks a lot.
You betcha.
Goodbye. And now this should be Ligon Aaron. Who is this morning?
Trooper Coyle, sir.
Good morning, Trooper Coyle. Have you got rain up your way?
Sure have, Bob.
We have here, too. How's everything else up your way?
Real quiet, Bob. I have nothing going on.
Very fine. Thank you, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Okay, bye.
Goodbye. We're ready now with Pendleton, and who is this?
Right, sir. Wind and terror this morning.
Good morning, Wind. How's everything down your way? Have you got some rain, first of all?
It's cold, wet, and rainy, definitely.
All right. Anything else during the night?
We did have a double fatality earlier in the evening. I imagine you have it in the wire service by now.
Yes, we've had that on the air since midnight, uh-huh.
Other than that, it's just plain old weather facts.
Thanks a lot, Wind.
Oh, okay, sir. Bye.
Goodbye. Ready with Van Wert now, and who is this?
Dispatcher Myers.
Morning, Miss Myers. This is Bob. How's everything over in Ohio this morning?
Very quiet.
Okay, thanks a lot, and we'll see you.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Now to Finley, and who is this?
Don Clark.
Good morning, Don. This is Bob. Do you have rain over your way, too?
Yes, sir.
I guess it's all over the area. How's everything news-wise?
Very quiet this morning.
Okay, Don, and thank you very much.
Okay.
Goodbye. Now to Paw Paw, Michigan, and who is this?
Please, Middaw.
Morning, Mr. Middaw. This is Bob. How's everything up your way this morning?
A little bit on the damp side.
It's the same way all over.
About 4.5 hours it's been raining. Other than that, nothing newsworthy.
Fine, Mr. Middaw. Thank you very much.
You bet.
Goodbye.
Well, alfalfa growers have many insecticides to choose from in going after the alfalfa weevil. The problem is most of these products aren't made for this purpose. One is, however, and that's AlphaTox from Sibugaigi. A specially formulated combination with just the right punch for controlling the harmful pest. AlphaTox has the ability to stop alfalfa weevils cold and the ability to work even in cold weather. But be sure you're getting the most for your insecticide dollar. Follow this one easy rule. Come in with AlphaTox when you see 3 to 5 out of 10 plants showing larvae feeding. If you can do this, AlphaTox will do the rest. Stopping alfalfa weevil before it has a chance to ruin your crop. AlphaTox. It's made only for alfalfa weevil control by C. Bagagi.
All right, whoa, news time right now, or pace car puzzle time, 5:18. 6:18 in Ohio and Michigan. The Hadassah Businessman's Luncheon will be held tomorrow, Thursday, May 9th, from 11 until 2. Tickets are $4.50. Proceeds will go to charity. And it's being held at the Jewish Temple here in Fort Wayne tomorrow, starting at 11, at 5200 Old Mill Road. In Fort Wayne, light rain, 42 degrees. Johnny Duncan now with the pillow.
Baby, it's good to see you. Lord, you're just as lovely. And everything around here's glad you're home. See the curtains waving to you. They miss you just like I do. But most of all, my pillow is glad you're home. 'Cause I'm tired of being squeezed and cried on. That old clock ticked the last time when you took away the good times. Now it's running for the first time since you've gone. That old phone has stopped its ringing. Now just listen to it singing. But most of all, my pillow is
in my arms now. But most of all, my pillow is glad you're home. Tired of being squeezed and cried on. But most of all, my pillow is glad you're home. 'Cause it's tired of being squeezed and cried on.
That's the new one by Johnny Duncan, titled The Pillow. Whoa, time right on the dot now. 5:21, we have light rain. 42 in Fort Wayne. The Weather Bureau at the airport says rain with a slight chance of thundershowers today, ending this evening, high today 55. Cloudy with little change in temperature tonight, a low of 47. Gradual clearing and mild on Thursday.
Here's another money-stretching offer from Firestone. Northern Indiana Firestone dealers have the Deluxe Champion Super Belt, the 1974 original equipment white wall, priced to sell for as little as $25. $25 for size A7813, plus $1.80 federal excise tax on your old tire. A small price to pay for such a quality white wall tire. Two layers of tough polyester cord and double belts of fiberglass under the tread combine for strength and impact resistance to help you get great tire mileage. Hurry in before they sell out of your size. At this price, they'll go fast. Don't forget, though, as low as $25. Other sizes and pairs also low priced. Black walls available in some sizes, too. Buy on convenient terms. The Deluxe Champion Superbelt 74 original equipment white wall, priced as low as $25 now. All tires mounted free at this low price.
Well, you see Don at Don Miller's in Muncie, Indiana, or Jerry at Phillips Tire in Columbia City, Indiana.
Does travel fascinate you? Well, listen to this. You can travel and get paid for it. Morgan Driveway Incorporated, one of the world's greatest transporters of mobile homes and travel trailers, needs owner-operators right now. No experience necessary because Morgan trains you at no charge. If you're 25 years old or older, in good health, have a good driving record, and own or can purchase a late-model 3-ton short-wheelbase tractor with fifth wheel to pull company-owned low-boy semi-trailers and want to be in a challenging business, well, this is your chance to be a Morgan man. For additional information and truck requirements, contact Morgan Driveway, 2822 West Lexington Avenue, Elkhart, Indiana, or phone collect area code 219-293-1585. That's Morgan Driveway, Elkhart, Indiana, phone 219-293-1585. Or just write Morgan in care of WoWo Radio, Fort Wayne.
All right, let's get over to Jay and his guest this morning. Looks like we've got problems.
Good morning. Eugene Eckroat came into business. He's county extension agent in Huntington County. And the impression that I have of Eugene is that you're not going to be spreading a lot of sunshine about our fertilizer and farm business.
No, I don't think so, Jay. I don't think we can with what's happened to the prices of our grain in the last month, 6 weeks. And it seemed like the price of everything the farmer goes to buy has increased almost double. And a lot of farmers are sticking their necks out and buying high-priced machinery if they can get it, or paying high price for used machinery. So we're going to have a lot of dollar per acre in our corn and soybeans and our wheat we sell this.
It's going to be awfully expensive
year.
Crop we got. Now, just for example, take fertilizer.
Yeah. It has went up so much. Potash, I believe, is probably one that has stayed fairly constant in our price, and it is fairly readily available. Now, when I'm saying this, I'm taking from what in the areas that I work in. Now, in talking to some other agents, why they feel that fertilizer is shorter in their area than what I've found in the area where I work. But it seems to me that most farmers are getting about all the potash they want. But then when you start talking about phosphate and nitrogen, that's another ball game. Talking to several dealers, they're limiting it to maybe 80% of what they got last year, or 90%, or some just limiting it to the amount of fertilizer that so much an acre, like 80 pounds of nitrogen or 70 pounds of nitrogen. And they feel like this is the only way they're going to be able to stretch their allotment to the farmer so that all of them can get a little bit. and you start doing a little economics figuring on that, maybe the 60 or 70 pounds of nitrogen is better than no nitrogen at all. And when you start, there's always diminishing return on how much fertilizer you put on this land. So we need to do a little figuring, and I think some of these dealers have done some figuring and are going to force, and I hate to use that word, the farmer to spread his fertilizer a little thinner on his acres than what he has been. Maybe we've been putting on too much fertilizer. I've kind of felt this way, that we need to take a look at our land. If it's capable of producing 150 bushel corn, then fine, let's put on the fertilizer. But too much of our land is not capable of producing high yields, so there's no use putting on this high-priced fertilizer on the lower quality land that will not produce, maybe it won't even produce 100 bushel corn on a good year like we had last year. So why put on an excessive amount of fertilizer when it's not going to be used?
Well, I don't know just exactly how you figure, but when you're paying $300-$400 a ton for fertilizer, and you put that on, you've got to figure out how many bushels of corn, additional corn, you're going to get.
That's right.
And if you're going to get only $2 a bushel for that corn, you're going to have quite a lot of extra corn to pay for that, let's say, $300.
Right. Well, Jay, Purdue agronomists and economists have done some work, and they've found that, you know, 20 pounds of nitrogen will get them about a 16 bushel corn increase. You put on another 20 pounds, you get about a 14 bushel increase. So every time you put on another, say, 20 pounds, why, it drops down a little bit. And really, they feel that, you know, if you get up to 100 pounds of nitrogen, you're about, well, you can go on and still make a little bit more money, but that's where you're making the most money. And I feel that these fertilizer dealers that's limiting it to maybe 80 or 90 pounds per acre are doing the farmer a favor in a way, because he is, the farmer's going to make the most dollar per pound of N that he puts on.
What a complex problem we've got right now, and what a real challenge it is to use the best brains you got. I've used a minute up with Eugene Eckerle. We'll be back quarter after six to talk some more with him about this farm situation.
All right, Jay. It's almost 5:28. When was the last time you walked on a board sidewalk or looked close up at a wagon wheel or saw the glow from a gas lamp? Well, there is such a place. Souders Home Center, Graybill, Indiana. At Souders, these symbols of yesterday reflect the old-fashioned way that Souders do business. They care about customers, try to please them with service, sincerity, and a store full of the most beautiful, comfortable, and reasonably priced furniture you could hope to find. When you come to Souders, though, plan to spend some time since there's so much to see. Two floors filled with furniture that's been chosen to fit the special tastes of very special people, you, their customers. You'll enjoy looking at Souders' personal collection of antiques, tools, and other objects that express so well that Souders is a place that hasn't lost touch with yesterday or with the importance of serving customers with furniture for any home. Stop in soon for all of your furniture needs to Souders Home Center, Graybill, Indiana. Now here is Anna Gordon with our song of inspiration this morning. At 5:29, she sings about a happy day.
Some blessed day, I'm gonna sail away, gonna sail away up there, where I'll be forever glad and free, gonna leave this world scared. Well, I'm a blue, these lonesome blues, when I get home to the lonely land, I'm gonna walk on the golden street with golden slippers on my feet. Yes, I'm gonna play. Well, I'm gonna lose.
then I'll make a joint for five. Oh, ladies, burden down.
That's Anna Gordon singing about a happy day. By the way, Wola reminds you, Gladys Smith of Salisbury, North Carolina, will be speaking at the Church of Christ at Warren, Indiana, at the corner of 3rd and Wayne Streets this evening and tomorrow evening at 7:30 p.m. She's a widely traveled speaker. Well, friends, why pay a higher price for carpeting when the carpet buyers are at Allen Floor? Now, during this merry month of May, Allen Floor is celebrating their 24th anniversary sale. And what does it mean? Well, it means that Allen Floor's entire stock of carpeting has been reduced by 24%. Some even more. No waiting. Here's an extra, extra anniversary carpet special. You save almost $2.50 per yard, and that's much more than 24%. A regular $6.95 carpeting anniversary sale price for only $4.49 per square yard. And you can choose from a large color selection, patterns and fabrics in 12 and 15-foot widths. Also, many more exciting buys too numerous to mention. Better see Allen Floor as soon as possible while selection is at its best. They're open evenings till 9, Saturdays till 5 at 2712 South Calhoun Street, just two doors south of Pontiac in Fort Wayne, Allen Floor.
Mr. Farmer, want to end your wet weather fencing problems for good? Now you can with the powerful new International Super 100 electric fencer. This new International Super 100 is the electric fencer that many farmers even use without any insulators on wood posts, and it still shocks right on through. Your fence stays hot. Listen to what Dave Brenneman, who farms near Elkhart, Indiana, says about it.
My old fencer broke down, so I bought an International Super 100. And you can nail it right to a wood post without any insulators, and it still gives a real good shock. Weeds or wet weather, doesn't bother it at all. Now this Super 100, it puts out the hottest shock anything I ever seen. It's something you can really depend on. And I was one of the first ones to buy a Super 100 around here, and because of the success I've had with it and how I liked it, I know a couple different guys that have got them, and they're really satisfied with them.
See a demonstration of this new International Super 100 fencer with a replaceable power module for continuous trouble-free service.
And you see it at Hobegger Schaefer, Decatur, Indiana. 5:33 WoWo time. Homer Evans or Dave Snyder at the transmitter. Dugan Fry, our newsman. Earl Finkel, our weatherman, will be along. The Little Red Barn program with Jay Gould and yours truly, Bob Sievers. From the big 50,000-watt voice of the big business of farming, WOWO, Fort Wayne, Indiana. Jay?
In Fort Wayne, we're having light rain, light cold rain at 42 degrees, and we'll be back to the forecast in a moment. The first primary results of the year are being totaled, and it's John Glenn who will battle Republican Cleveland Mayor Ralph Perk for the Senate from Ohio. North Carolina Attorney General Robert Morgan will still narrowly avoid a runoff and get enough votes to take a Democratic nomination for the Senate in his state. And all of our newsmen here will be telling you about the Fort Wayne and the Indiana primary results. India's 1.7 million railway workers have launched a nationwide strike which could halt vital food shipments and crippled Indian economy. There still is fighting the Golan Heights, but Tel Aviv reports the intensity of the Syrian shelling has lessened somewhat. Secretary of State Henry Kissinger is expected to attend meetings in both Israeli and Syrian capitals today. Another South Vietnamese position fell to communists along the approach to Da Nang yesterday. And we'll have more complete news. I guess it'll be Dugan Fry when he gets here at 6 o'clock while he's already
here. That's right, that's right.
The forecast by Finkel calls for rain, fog, and thunder showers through today. A chance for heavy rainfall amounts. I don't know how much we've had so far, but it's certainly wet. Unseasonably cool with highs only in the lower 50s. And east winds 20 to 30 miles per hour today. Tonight, the probability decreased to about 30% with fog and thunder showers ending late. Lows in the mid-40s with east to northeast winds 15 to 25 miles per hour. And tomorrow, sunny and warmer with highs near 60 degrees and northeast winds 25 miles per hour. Friday, partly cloudy and warmer. In the 70s, a chance for morning and nighttime thunderstorms then. So it looks like we're going to stay wet. We're getting wet. We're having light rain at 42 degrees. The humidity, 82%. The wind out of the east, southeast at 15. The pressure, 29.5 89 and falling. Well, Saunders Farm is now making Tizwiz, a new horse feed that follows the recommendations of Dr. William Tisnick, noted horse nutritionist. Tizwiz is especially formulated for high-performance horses, breeding stock, and growing colts. Its 16% protein provides high energy that these particular horses need, and each ration contains all the necessary minerals and vitamins so that additional supplements can be eliminated. Tizwiz is finding increased acceptance among racing stables and breeding farms, including a quarter horse trainer, Laurie Cotter. The Black Acre Farm Thoroughbreds in Peninsula, Ohio, and Leo McNamara's Standardbred Farms in Indiana and New York. Tizwiz is heavier, richer, and more heavily fortified. You feed less, yet your horses are getting what they need for performance. Get the full details on Tizwiz horse feed from Saunders Farm in Grayville, Indiana, who can also supply you with Track and Trail and Saunders Champion horse feeds.
Are you ready to head out, Jay?
Yeah, we're going to get wet, I guess.
Well,
come on. The one thing about it, unlike some of these cheap shirts I've been buying, you don't shrink a bit when you get wet, do you?
No. Sorry, let's head out. I have to tell you an experience I had last night. And normally I don't ever mention where I was the night before, but I have to tell you. Last night I spoke at, shucks, now I forgot the name of the church. The Bethel. Well, anyway, it was just a mile west of Hartford City on State Road 26. A little white church, beautiful little church with a beautiful yard, big trees in it, and woods all around it. So I got my equipment all set up, and I'm out wandering around getting a breath of fresh air, walked along the fence on the west side, and here's I would say between 6 and 10 big brown cows. I found later on they were a very special breed, the Charolais. So I'm standing there by the fence leaning on it this way, and about 4 of these big cows start way out in the field, start looking down.
Too bad you can't see it here.
And running over toward me. So I say, here, cow, come on over and talk to me, you know. And they didn't, come on in. They didn't look too friendly. They kept coming right at the fence. They got about 150 feet from the fence coming at me, and I looked. I said, my gosh, they're bulls. And then I said, my gosh, I've got my loud red whoa-whoa jacket on. So I took off and ran to the church. I didn't know if the fence was going to hold them. I just, the last minute, realized they were bulls, and then I realized I had this red jacket on. So I didn't, if you'd had a movie seeing me get out of there, it'd been kind of fun.
Well, all you had to do is remember what your profession is and just stand there and throw them.
Now that we're out here at the barn, thanks a lot. Let's start out with another new one by Jim Mundy called Come Home.
Girl, you're an angel, but untrue. You've never been. The devil wants to hold you, but don't let him in. His hands are on your shoulders. He's tugging at your sleeve. But listen to your heart, honey, and come on home to me.
Sorry, but
window. There's other girls waiting who'll be glad to feel his need. So please, let him take them and come on home to me.
Picked out a lot of sad songs this morning. That first
I
one,
didn't pick them out.
That first one was worried about sleeping alone, that his nose ran all night, he got his pillow wet.
Oh.
And now this guy is saying, come home, and he's going to give her all the love she needs. I don't know just exactly. I don't know what this love is.
Well, she,
He maybe he could stay home and buy the groceries and never mind the love.
As they say, that's the way the ball bounces. I have nothing to... Jim Mundy, that was a new one called Come Home. It's 18 minutes before 6. Out at the Little Red Barn, we've got a rainy morning. Drive carefully this morning. You know what kind of a diamond ring style you like. He knows how much he can afford, and what Art Carved has to offer can make you both happy. You see, friends, Art Carved knows that you must have the best diamond and wedding rings for the price. And Ferris Bauer Jewelry in Decatur, Indiana, is where you'll find Art Carved style that perfectly expresses your love and individuality. And you'll find hundreds of beautiful styles in all price ranges at Bauer Jewelry. When it comes to diamonds, Art Carved handcrafts them all with the strictest attention to styling, quality, and value. So when you fall in love, remember Art Carved and Bauer Jewelry with 29 years of experience in the finest jewelry business. In fact, that's why they handle Art Carved. More brides and grooms choose Art Carved rings, your assurance of value. Stop by Ferris Bauer Jewelry today at 149 North 2nd Street, downtown Decatur, Indiana. He's open Wednesday and Friday nights until 9, and a member of the American Gem Society. Ferris Bauer in Decatur.
Today, more than ever, it's important to take care of your car. And now, during Citgo's Beehive of Value sale, you can save money on things that can help your car perform better. Save on tires, steel-belted radials, fiberglass, bias ply, all kinds. Now we've got them. Save on batteries, motor oil, shock absorbers, and service specials. Save on lots of things. Check your local newspaper and see what's on sale during the special Beehive of Values at Citgo, the right way to go.
All right, Jay, I'm going to slip back up to the house and get some coffee. It's 16 and a half minutes before 6.
Well, it's time to take a look at the markets from yesterday, that's what. This supply situation very noticeably was a price-determining factor in the Midwest hog market yesterday. In the western area, where marketings, especially in direct movement, were sharply expanded, the prices were lower. But the situation in the eastern area was just the opposite. Receipts were only moderate and the prices were higher. Slaughter steers were steady to 50 cents lower, inches a dollar off. Slaughter heifers steady to 25 cents lower. Sales, choice steers 39 to 42. High choice prime heifers 38 and a half to 41 and a quarter, largely 39 to 40, 50. Cows were steady to 50 cents higher. Utility and commercial 26 to 31, 50. Feeder cattle, over 500 pounds were 50 to a dollar lower. Some of the sales on those over 700 were $2 lower. Trade in barrels and gilts at the terminal markets was very uneven. Eastern markets steady to a dollar higher, and the western 50 to a dollar lower, influenced by the marketings, as I said earlier. Sales in direct trade in Ohio and Indiana were steady to a dollar higher. At the eastern terminal markets, best rates and grades 30 to 31 and a quarter, most of them 28.75 to 31, and the western terminals 28.75 to 29.50. The indirect trade in Ohio, 29 to 30, and in Indiana, 28.50 to 29.50. Demand on slaughter lambs was broad, but prices steady to $2 higher. Choice to prime, 85 to 105 pound spring lambs, 44 to 45.75.
choice to prime whole crop lambs, 43 to 45. Wholesale egg offerings in New York were plentiful on large and mediums, and the demand slowed a fair. Fancy large whites, 41 to 44, and mediums, 33 to 36. On the Chicago Board of Trade, a late rally improved most farm commodity futures until the last 30 minutes of the session. The prices in the wheat, corn, and oat pits were 3 to 6 cents a bushel lower. As the new buying came in, most professional shorts were forced to cover positions. Wheat prices were higher, and early losses trimmed in corn and oats. At the close, wheat was 8 cents a bushel higher, with the May option 3.49. Corn unchanged to a cent and a quarter lower, May 2.51. Oats unchanged to 3 3/4 lower, May $1.16.5. And soybeans were up to 7.5 cents higher, with the May contract 5.30.5. Closing cash grain at Chicago had wheat up 7 cents, 3.48.5. Corn down 3/4, 2.54 3/4. Oats up 3.5, $1.36.5, and soybeans up 7 3/4 at 5.28 1/4. The New York stock market dragged itself back and forth yesterday in another slow motion session. The market closed mixed as stocks pulled back from the early gains. The Dow Jones average closed up 2.27 at 847.15.
Men know the story of the Red Horse, the proud giant of a thoroughbred. Well, there's another Red Horse you should get to know. A moist chew of tobacco, like none you've ever tried before.
Red Horse Chew, Red Horse Chew, the thoroughbred that tastes rich and true. Red Horse Chew, Red Horse Chew, the thoroughbred taste that was made for you.
Yes, Red Horse was made by a tobacco man. Fuller flavor than the Julian. Well, when he cut and blended the best tobaccos, he said, believe I've found myself a great thoroughbred.
Red Horse Chew, Red Horse Chew, the thoroughbred that tastes rich and true. Why don't you try Red Horse Chew, the thoroughbred taste that was made for you.
Remind you that Monday, Mother's Day, this Sunday, will be open house from 2 until 4 p.m. at Miller's Merry Manor in Columbia City, Indiana, 710 West Ellsworth Extended. If you have a relative there in the open house, be sure to visit them on Sunday. Bob Lumen right now wakes us all up with Let's Think About Living. Here we go.
In every other song that I've heard lately, some fellow gets shot, and his baby and his best friend both die with it, as likely as not. In half of the other songs, some cats crying, are ready to die. We've lost most all of our happy people, and I'm a-wondering why. Let's think about living.
Think about living.
Let's think about loving.
Think about living.
Let's think about a hoopin' and a hoppin' and a boppin' and a lovin', lovin', lovin'. Let's forget about the whine and the crying and the shooting. Oh, we lost old Marty Robbins down in El Paso a little while back. And now Miss Patty Page, one of them is a wearing black. Kathy's clowns got Don and Bill, but they feel like they could die. If we keep on losing our singers like that, I'll be the only one you can buy.
Think about living.
Think about living. Let's think about loving.
Think about loving.
Let's think about the hooping and the hopping and the popping and the loving, loving, loving. Let's forget about the whining and the crying and the shooting and the dying and the hell on the street. Let's think about living.
Think about living.
Think about life. All right.
Think about loving.
Think about loving. Think about a hooping and a hopping and a popping and a loving, loving, loving. Let's forget about the whine and the crying and the shooting and the dying and the puddles and the switchblade knife. Think about living.
Think about life.
Now let's go. Let's think about living.
Think about living.
Let's think about loving.
Think about loving.
Let's think about the hooping and the hopping and the popping and the loving, loving, loving. Let's forget about the whine and the crying and the shooting.
Blumen, let's think about living, all right? 9 minutes before six out at the Little Red Barn this rainy morning.
If you don't understand all the shouting about the interest your savings can earn, we know how you feel. Try to confuse you with annual yields and new methods of calculating interest on your savings. Just remember this. Lincoln National Bank pays the maximum interest on savings that the law allows. No other bank can offer more than we offer. Our people wouldn't want it any other way.
All right, Jay, I think we're ready with you. We're running a little bit late this morning.
You ready with me, huh?
Whatever you have on your mind over there, I've got some strong election coffee left over from last night if you want to wake up.
Well, I have a letter here from Ernie Wilson, who signs himself Sincerely Ernest N. Wilson, and introduces this letter by saying, "Dear Broadcaster," like he didn't know my name was Jay, but anyway. He says, "For many, many years, we have heard you announce the high cost of food. I believe it is time I have equal time.
I think so, too.
Broadcast these prices. Listerine, $1 a pound. Toothpaste, $2.50 a pound. Most face and body powders, $2 to $3 a pound. Vaseline salve, $2.50 a pound. Rubbing alcohol, $4 to $5 per gallon. Soap suds to shampoo the carpet, $6 a gallon. Candy, $1 to $2.50 per pound. Says, send your secretary down to the store and check out all these items. Better take a look yourself and also check on another 24 items that are not mentioned here. I'm not against any of the mentioned prices, but let us be fair about all prices."
Well, you know, he's got a point. We don't think of buying those items by the pound. I think that's why.
Well, anyway, that's Ernie Wilson's message to you this morning. He says any new car today will cost you about $1 a pound or more.
I never thought of that either. All right. Well, I tell you what. Let's see. We won't have time for all this. Let's have a little of John Denver singing "Sunshine on My Shoulder." It's a rainy morning. And the raindrops are coming down.
Sunshine on my shoulders makes me happy.
Follow you with the complete weather summary.
Well, I wish you could dig up some happy music this morning. How big is a burn?
I'm still trying.
I look at a burn as furniture for everybody. If you're a young apartment owner, home dwellers without families who want style, or a family people who want child-proof construction, Hubbegger Furniture has exactly what you need. Hubbeggers have made it their business to carefully select quality furniture designed and coordinated for today's kind of living and at prices that you can afford. Hubbegger's customer service starts working for you as soon as you have made your selection, whether it's carpet, draperies, furniture, or appliances. One of the owners of Hubbegger's will personally come to your home to supervise the delivery or installation of your purchase. And you'll know that Hubbegger's really cares about you. So the next time you think about furniture, think Hubbegger's Furniture, Burn, Indiana. Call them. They'll help you with any furnishing problem you may have. They're listed in the yellow pages under furniture. That's Hubbegger Furniture in Burn, Indiana.
I tell you, maybe when we start out at 605, I'll have a happy number. I've got a brand new one by Rick Kunha called I'm a Yo-Yo Man.
Well, I ought to be happy.
I imagine. I don't know. Thunderstorms weaken over the nation's midsection, but cold air continues in the northeast. Thunderstorms that rumbled through the eastern portions of the central plains, the middle Mississippi Valley last night, have now decreased in intensity. These thunder showers, which formed along a warm front through western Illinois, now reach the western Ohio and Illinois area through central Missouri into southwestern Kansas. We won't get into rainfall amounts, but some of them were fairly heavy. Showers and thunder showers are also occurring over the western portions of the central plains this morning and in northern New England, where we have many listeners. Thunderstorm producing gusts to 58 miles an hour, dumped over an inch of rain. 1 in 8,500 inches of rain at Homestead, Florida. Frost or freeze warnings are in effect for early this morning from Michigan through West Virginia to Massachusetts. I think about 28 was the coldest I saw in Michigan this morning up in the Upper Peninsula. Under clear skies, early morning temperatures have dropped into the lower 30s and upper 20s from Michigan to western New York and Pennsylvania. Contrast, temperatures in the southern plains and lower Mississippi Valley remained in the 60s, in the 70s in southern Texas. The temperature range around the country at 2 o'clock this morning, from 83 degrees at Needles, California, to 24 degrees at Marquette, Michigan. Yesterday's highest in Fort Wayne, 56. Our lowest was 29. The highest ever recorded for this date, any 8th of May in Fort Wayne, was 87 in 1926. The chilliest ever here recorded, 29 in 1947. Degree days yesterday, 22. We had just a trace of precipitation, and the sun rose here this morning at 5:31. We'll set tonight at 7:44.
In Fort Wayne, your Mobil Life Sales and Service Center is at 7501 Lincoln Highway East. Mobil Life Home, a subsidiary of National Gypsum.
All right, Jay, what's the brand new Earl Finkel forecast?
At least yesterday, rain and fog and thunder showers all through the day with a chance for heavy rainfall amounts and unseasonably cool. Highs only near the lower 50s and east winds 20 to 30 miles per hour. Tonight, we have still a 30% chance of rain and fog and thunder showers ending late, lows in the mid-40s. Tomorrow, sunny and warmer with highs near 60 degrees, and Friday's outlook partly cloudy and warmer in the 70s with a chance for morning and nighttime thunderstorms yet on Friday. In Fort Wayne, we are having light rain, 42 degrees, humidity 82%, wind out of the east-southeast is 15, and the pressure 29.89 and falling. You're listening to Little Red Barn program that comes to you every morning in the week with Bob Severs. This morning we've got Dugan Fry with the news, Earl Finkel, me, Jay Gould, over the big 50,000-watt voice of the big business of farming, Westinghouse, WOWO in Fort Wayne, Indiana.
At last report, there were some 7 precincts out of 225 in the county that had not been tallied yet, and with the results of those ones that were tallied, the city voters approved.